see it started when I was 5. Hired out to watch a baby and he beat me when he cried. I consider that too much of a price. Even though I'm thick skinned, some of the scars stayed with me for life. I ain't never been the type to spin around to the other cheek. Putting up a fight to me and my people's all are free. 4 brothers, 4 sisters, thick family. I'm the 4th child, you following mathematically. God's in my veins, I can feel it in my soul. 3 older sisters never seen again when they were sold. When they came for my brother, my mom's made him a promise. Whoever tried to take him, she split and opened your noggin. Mommy was a rider, spiritual advisor, security provider. That's why I'm a live wire. When they ain't take my brother, I felt the power inside of me. Influenced by the moment, I'll never settle for slavery. Heavy metal weight in my head as a teen, now with seizures. Dark epilepsy and strange dreams from the tribe of a sign. Teeth through grandma, modesty, being free, holding my own, just a part of me.
You thinking about coming after me, better bring your faculty. 20 miles away before you even know what's happening. Cargo on my train and it's something like traffic. I'm Harriet the conductor, I ain't never lost a passenger.
I'm plotting on my escape and I'm married and feeling patient. I'm outie with no debating, you silly for conversating. I'm breaking and while you waiting and I make it, I'll be sure to get the safest route to travel and be back for you with base.
September 17th, 1849, me and my brothers Henry and Ben said it's mine. So we left for Maryland, headed towards freedom land, but they feet chill lead up, so we turned around and went back to the owners. Believe me, I didn't wanna. Had I knew my brothers were scared, we're in the bottom. A little while later, man, I ran away again, but this time straight dolo fan, backs to the wind. In the middle of the night, in the winter, in the cold, I was navigating on the Underground Railroad. Nah, it ain't a literal train, it's a form of resistance, just with the railroad theme. So a station's a safe house where the runaways go, and the runaway slaves are considered cargo. The person who hit them considered a station master, and the stockholder's the one who will put the cash up. Me, I'm the conductor, I transported the cargo. Routes that I took remain secret. I took an oath, boss of my train. You get on, there is no rebelling. Grown man said he turning back, and I had to tell him, fam, why you had me bring the metal out? Cock it back, point it at your head and bring the devil out. There's no going back, besides you going snitch. And I'll kill you where you stand before you sing behind the whip. Running from slave catchers, a bounty on my head. Until my whole fam free, I don't really care. Had a 10-year span with 19 or so trips. I done freed so many slaves, they calling me Moses. During the Civil War, because of my skills, I became the first woman to lead an armed assault. I am Harriet Tubman, you need to fall back, a conductor. I never ran my train off the track. You thinking about coming after me, better bring your faculty. 20 miles away before you even know what's happening. Cargo on my train and it's something like traffic. I'm Harriet the conductor, I ain't never lost a passenger.
Every time it's time to go, shawty got me, the itty bitty mighty mo, which on the road. Shawty got me, every time it's time to go. Shawty got me, the eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Which one do you need? Shawty got me, but what about me? Shawty got me, but she don't need much. Shawty got me, she's so easy to trust. Cause she don't lie to me, she gon' ride for me. Whatever she got for me, baby girl, I'm tryna eat. Back and forth on the road, in and out of the show. The project that you might want, late night calling my phone. Got me thinking something wrong, but I know all alone. It might be something you want, so shawty leave me alone. You're saying what you need, saying what you need. But what about me? What about me? Saying what you need, saying what you need. But what about me? What about me?
Every time I'm on the road, shawty got me. But every time it's time to go, shawty got me. The eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Which one do you need? Shawty got me. But what about me? Every time I'm on the road, shawty got me. But every time it's time to go, shawty got me.
Fire, fire, fire. A lot of new heat up here. And the artists keep sending us great music. You know we got you. You know we got you. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. God Ben Frank. I'm here with you every Wednesday, 7 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can call up. And
yo, this the one?
Nobody.
We all get caught in our own sins.
Nobody.
Sometimes
nobody,
I have to remind
nobody,
myself that on my worst day,
nobody,
I live like somebody on their greatest. And so do you. And so do you.
Ooh,
don't let your demons take you to hell. Introduce them to heaven.
Nobody wanna die. Nobody wanna.
I've been iced out, hopping out of shit. Right now, I'm praying for my son to get the scholarship. A nice university, one of these black colleges. As far as the hood go, I acknowledge it. But whoever ain't a snake, usually a follower.
Heard me.
Luckily, I could tell a difference. My man coming home, my other man getting sentenced. Soft niggas usually send the hate through the bitches.
Yeah.
Jealous Instagram niggas hating on your pictures. We dream chasing, y'all niggas walking behind wishes. Without working for it, not often you find riches. Some niggas find coffins, others just find ditches.
Yeah.
Just ask around about the militia. They malicious, D-block. Finish that and cop more dope. Ha, I'm two stroke, you four stroke. If you got enough cigars, we can all smoke.
Light it.
Ain't nothing all good when you all broke.
Nothing.
So we can never be equal.
Never.
Never bite the hand that'll feed you.
Never.
Never fear man if he bleed too.
Never.
Some niggas need a headshot, some niggas need two. Play it sweet in these streets and they'll leave you. You can't see the devil, you see
through. Niggas go to college. Niggas go to jail. Some make it into heaven. Ooh, some make it into hell. Nobody wanna lose. Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die. Nobody wanna kill.
Yeah, I love you in all three ways. Yeah, you've been waiting for Mary dreaming, baby.
Baby, we don't got all night.
Give a show just for my eyes to watch. I'm looking at your smile down to your thoughts, girl, trying to find the clock. You know what's your name and what's your sign? Cause you bad, even when you walk, you leave that ass behind. And those material things that you bring, they don't define the beauty. Sex like the first time, it feels like you never knew me. You got me calling up my mom, I got a rider, girl, you ride it, girl. I'm swimming all up in you like Poseidon, girl, things you do. Side chicks don't even matter now. I'm trying to break through your walls and ripping up vaginas now. It's just me spending a little time, I promise. You'll miss me and tell everyone what we done. I'm missing you and I ain't even got it. We need because that sex drive got me seeing sleep, trying to find a break. Trying to feel just how wet you is. Cause your last don't got sheet on the things I did. You on top, I'm on the bottom. Switch it up, you in front of me. Taking every shot I get with honor. That's some freaky shit. Show 'em what you came to do. You on your knees and doing what you do. I do the same to you. I'm grabbing your body, picking you up. We get a little rough, sexing you down. And it's ironic how I lift you up. You a smart girl when I'm like freaks. You might be searching your body in the dark. So hit the lights, please. I feel that tongue moving places. I can't even say I'm serious. These fucking games amazing. Love the way we play. Love posted on the calendar, girl. Love got me so hot, just coming down on you, girl. I got a crush on you, ain't trying to rush on you. You got it on, no other bitch got enough on you. I'm saying, it's just me, spend a little time, I promise. You'll miss me and tell everyone what we done. Cause I go down and you go down, girl, this the perfect time. Like we both up in the sky, that body bright as diamonds. If that's what you want, come and get it, baby.
Money on my mind, so I never think my mind sleeps. 24/7, 7 days of the week. Shout out to the hustlers that stays in the street. Think about an M with another M. Total that together, what you got is him. Double G's up, double G's up. For my goon rat, throw your B's up. You're moving too fast, you need to ease up. This hot tech 9 can get you seized up. With males, women, and the money holds down, we up. You can catch me on the side like a clean cut, chilling in the Beamer, listening to Issa, fresh like it's Issa, blowing on the Nina, couple bad bitches just chilling with mad niggas, it's nothing to mess with us, you know that we cash get us on, baby.
Move on, move on, move on, move on, move on,
can't be stopped, see it,
move on.
With the roof gone, that's what winners do when they're too strong. Me and Frank got it like we heating up. A meal about to pop like we sneaking up. Yup, ain't talking about a jab, nigga. Not a fag, but I get up in that ass, nigga. 50-50, do the math, nigga. I'm seeing cash, can you tell me where the ad, nigga? Matter of fact, we gon' multiply. They could tell by my style that I multiply. Chillin' in the Beamer, getting ultra high. Sitting on the 20, do you know this guy? I guess not, I ain't major though. All about a meal, see your paper though. And if it ain't giving, I'ma take it though. That's why I jab in this bitch like a rape a hoe.
Move on, move on, move on, move on, move on.
Can't be stopped, see it, see it.
City boy, niggas on ill shit, wouldn't break a fit, boy. Talking like they kill shit. Rap my they gum, toss them, I need a deal shit. But hating on cash ain't gon' earn you your meal ticket. Nigga, I'm real wicked with the flow. I can flip it for the dough, call it bricks for the low. Prime time hustler, call me the big show. Clock work for the cash, no glass, but I win dough. Homie, I'm a dog, out that motherfucking kennel. Wrist looking rocks and pockets on rental. Haters wanna stop me, showing me the channel. Heist reeling hard through that motherfucking rental with a bad bitch name. Took her on the play day. Cameras in the room, I was trying to put the race in. Ain't got the rub on, I let her mouth rape me. Big butt, little body, can't let her break me. I
move on, move on, move on, move on, move on, move on.
Can't be stopped, see it,
move on.
Let's
play,
play, play,
play. Yeah. 407, call back.
True. Yeah. Beautiful lips, ass, breasts, and thighs. I'll be enticed by her body every morning I rise. Slow kiss pieces of her legs as they slowly divide. Be inching closer to that spot while I stare in her eyes. I can only be so gifted and blessed. Hands move across her flesh, I'm relieving some stress. Shit, I'm tripping, honestly, I might just need to confess. She on my mind all the time, every second I rest. But where are you? Yeah. So now I'm searching for something that's got a similar theme. And maybe it could be you, or maybe it could be her. But I done seen so many faces, girl, it seems like a blur. And I get asked on the daily shit, what do I prefer? And even though a nigga's picky, know that love could occur. I meet lots of beautiful women now, but nothing that grabs me. Heard her in my ear nightly, she just wants to be happy. I need a woman with logic, fat ass, and she's classy. But can throw that shit back when it's time to get nasty. See her in my rear view, the next second she passed me, I'll be trying to catch up, but she's moving so fast we might never get a chance just to meet her, just talk. Enchanted by that pretty face and the way that she walks. I see you everywhere I go, and your web up and caught. And truthfully, I just couldn't get you out of my thoughts. But where are you? And so I sample white women, but not quite what it seems. I walked hand in hand with one, but felt like something was wrong. Maybe my inner black power's tricking me all along. I'm at the bar with my homies dancing up on a cake, bitch. They all seem to like me, but I'm stuck on this slave shit. Thinking of all the treatment that it came on a slave ship. So when I go on a date and whites cannot be my favorite. Thinking I'm closed-minded, shit, I'm facing the facts. I spent a lot of time with one, but got so taken aback. I spent a lot of time with her, but no relations to track. She could have been the one for me, but I'm relating to black. I got a flair for Latinas, love some Asians, Egyptians, mixed girls, all exotic, think that I'm just a dreamer. But if I end up with someone that'll keep me complacent, when I look back and regret, at least I know where to trace it, right? I got some insecurities, I need to come clean. I keep all women at a distance, vague and all that I seen. Should I be running from commitment? No, that can't be redeemed. I mean, I wanna find love, but this shit really changed me. Lost my lover 8 years, tell me now, can you blame me? Girl, I'm searching for you daily, but sometimes it gets boring. Had an inkling that the one for me might have been Morgan. Red bone, pretty face, but was too insecure. We probably were a match in heaven, but I just wasn't sure. And so I played with her mind, manipulator and more. And then I let her down easy, wish I didn't before. But see, my search shall continue, guard up with my armor, and dream of you all day till I'm awakened by karma. True.
Hip-Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Salute to my boy True God Immortal, man. Album just dropped. Go cop that on iTunes. Soul Revival Part 2. iTunes right now. That's what's up, man. Brother got a lot of good music, man. All them songs, you know, straight from the heart, man. Good content. Good artist right there. True God Immortal. But we gonna keep rocking out, man. We gonna keep hearing you with good music, good indie artists, great music up here on the show, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. You know what I mean? This is what we do, man. We gonna come back with the rundown in a little while. We gonna play a little more heat, Hopefully our guests will call in a little while. If not, it's all good. We're going to keep rocking out like we do all the time on the show. Play nothing but good indie artists. Shout out to all the indie artists that's showing us love on Twitter, man. We see y'all. We love y'all, man. Just keep sending us good music. Keep supporting the indie market. Keep supporting the Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Let's get it.
Swerve on these niggas. They ain't nothing like it.
Let's
they ain't nothing like it. How we grind, they ain't nothing like it. How we shine, they ain't nothing like it. Drop jewels, they ain't nothing like it. They ain't nothing like it. You see me grinding, shining, you sidelining, hating on the whip that I'm in. Hating on that chick, cause she climbing and whining on my pole for that dope, my diamonds. Blind them, shooters put them where they can't find them. Must I remind them? I'm as real as it gets in the field with a Morgan that we shield. Throw shots like rocks to your grill. Philistine giants get chopped with the guillotine. ROI, the realest team, and I am. For those who wanna know, Lakayim. Yeah, I get that dope, don't try him. That's your mission, Beretta spitting. Leave your bones missing like buried treasure hidden. So listen to the words I say, cause this type of shit happens every day. But I ain't concerned with bragging, I let my aura talk. Living my life based on what the Torah taught. Just drove off the lot with that new Porsche I bought. Came a long way from shorts, now I'm taking off. How we grind, ain't nothing like it. How we shine, ain't nothing like it. Drop jewels, ain't nothing like it.
Ain't nothing like waiting in the kitchen. Couple minutes, breeze pass. Is it hard? Does it glisten? Can I bag it with an addict? In the attic with syringes. I get money, boy, I'm adamant. You iffy. Already know, now be battered with the quick beat. Side flows, hot zone, I bring the spice beat. Then cobblons get on, this ain't right, B. Approach the game, hold it and get a sight, B. Playing A and B with me, so I sight see. Ain't nothing like that flow we about to bring, boy. Ain't nothing like the destination aim for. They calling me the younger gun. My name's Hang, boy.
How we grind, ain't nothing like it. How we shine, ain't nothing like it. Drop jewels, ain't nothing like it.
Nothing like a jewel when you stunt. Shout out to the hustlers that get it a month. Shout out to the killers with the hammer by their waist. Screaming for the DA if their lawyer beat the case. Ain't nothing like trial when they're facing 15. Nothing like dirty money when you turn the clean. Nothing like a nine with the infrared beam. Nothing like pushing weight just to get cream. Nothing like a real nigga who you know is loyal. Cause the worst come to worst, they like water when they boil you. Ain't nothing like a coupe when they ride. Ain't nothing like a bed when she come to slide. Ain't nothing like a millie who you know to keep a roller. Shout out to my n- rolling loud, blowing killer. Nothing like a boss, think I'm Ricky Rose. And break a damn, get their memo. Could you tell them what I'm saying, what I'm saying?
How we grind, ain't nothing like it. How we shine, ain't nothing like it. Drop jewels, ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like it. Swerving in my X5, yeah, ain't nothing like it. Sour in my Dutch, nothing like it. We the shit, you ain't gotta like it. Oh yeah.
Major shit, I swear I just feel like these rappers just don't understand. See, me and my niggas, we the rawest niggas out. Before anything, it's always the game. I be that pretty motherfucker, nah, nigga, fuck that. I be that motherfucker killing pretty niggas off rap. Let the chrome find home at your dome, boom, slap. Pull a trigger, nigga, bust some figures off that ass cap. Now burn, motherfucker, burn with what they learn. I'm a motherfucking monster with these verbs, an assassin with these words, a hitman with these syllables. Whipping up the meth, man, while smoking this medicinal. Give me my residuals, my record dealing plenty more. No Dwayne Carter, but I swear I got that Millie flow. 100 million, 100 million, boy, I want 100 million. Mama still working 9 to 5, so fuck your feelings. I'm fucking killing, get money the tall way. Every time I hit the booth, game face, ball game, get money always. Kill rappers all day, always do it big, never do nothing the small way. Yeah, burn, motherfucker, burn. When I get that money, swear I blow that fucking money instantly. Like burn, motherfucker, burn. When I get that money, swear I blow that fucking money instantly. Like burn, nigga, burn, nigga, nigga, burn. You Kevin Hart, you think you funny? Well, you gon' learn, I cut the line, made it my turn. Swear every win that I got, a nigga earned. I had the heart, I had the smarts, I had the team. Even had the dream, first thing, be your brother's keeper. Second, get the cream, I want the money, a better life. I wanna see them sunny days, tired of shady nights. To keep it real, I just wanna make it out the hood. Like why them boys always gotta hate up in the hood? Seem like the realest never ever make it in the hood. Like hustlers can never get their cake up in the hood. The hood made that, the hood made this. When will my niggas learn that the hood ain't shit? The hustlers want houses so they can sell bricks. The slaves got free, so fuck a chain and whip, nigga. Now burn, motherfucker, burn. When I get that money, swear I blow that fucking money instantly. Like burn, motherfucker, burn. When I get that money, swear I blow that fucking money instantly. Like burn, motherfucker, burn. When I get that money, swear I blow that fucking money instantly. Like burn, motherfucker, burn. When I get that money, swear I blow that fucking money instantly. Like.
Grits, pure young Poe and Johnny Montana. With a long hammer, if it bang, you gon' scatter. Got some young G's that'll have a done stabber. Call for your mob and then we'll stab a done backer. Catch him in the spine, paralyzed, just leave him. Leave him in a chair for life, Chris Reeves. Leave a prick bleeding, car he took before a wheezing. If we see him in the street, he's gon' receive a quick beating. They like, why so violent? You wanna know why? Cause I try and stay righteous. Fools to myself, yeah, I try and stay silent. But niggas still taking the piss, so I'm riding. Fools be their head, leave you dead, fuck Trident. Your man talking like he was hard, get him too. See him sipping, buzzing about and sting dudes. With the knife, I cut him down like a Rizzler. King Blue, just another banger. Get you up on your feet. Motivation for a nigga when you're up in the street. If we creep, then we got a long hammer. Grip to a young Poe and Johnny Montana. This another banger, get you up on your feet. Motivation for a nigga when you're up in the street. If we creep, then we got a long hammer. Grip to a young Poe and Johnny Montana.
Swear one day I'ma be dead or in jail soon. Cause I can't take no more from these dumb youths. I'ma start running with the shank cause my bad moods got me feeling paranoia on the damn dude. But I'ma fix up fresh like a new suit. So watch what you say cause if you try to get rude, then I'ma send a beat to your face like Bluetooth. How do you like me now that I got a screw? And if I catch you off point on a dark night, then you know I'm bumping your brand with a sharp knife. People always saying that I'm living in a dark life. Yeah, I'm a gangster, I'm never gonna change that. Might see me in the hood on a pushback. Soon should be in the Lamborghini with the doors tied. People always saying that I'm hard and I got.
Hold up. We got a call, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, talk to me. You, caller. Caller. Talk to me. 470, I know you're there, man. Holla. Popping. Holla. Yo, caller, call back if anything, man. 470, man. Call back. We're going to get back to this banger, man. London, what up?
Come to production.
Production.
Crit pure young poet Johnny Montana. With a long hammer, if it bang, you gon' scatter. But some young G's that'll have a done stab up. Cool for your mob and then we'll stab a done back up. Catch him in the spine, paralyzed, just leave him. Leave him in a chair for life, Chris Reeving. Leave a prick bleeding, car he took me for a weeding. If we see him in the street, he's gon' receive a quick beating. They like, why so violent? You wanna know why? Cause I try and stay righteous. Fools to myself, yeah, I try and stay silent. But niggas still taking the piss, so I'm riding. Fools beat ahead, leave you dead, fuck Trident. Your man talking like he was hard, get him too. See him skipping, buzzing about and sting dudes. With the knife, I cut him down like a Rizzler. King Blue. Just another banger, get you up on your feet. Motivation for a nigga when you're up in the street. If we creep, then we got a long hammer. Grits to a young poet, Johnny Montana. This is another banger, get you up on your feet. Motivation for a nigga when you're up in the street. If we creep, then we got a long hammer. Grits to a young poet, Johnny Montana.
Swear one day I'ma be dead or in jail soon. Cause I can't take no more from these dumb dudes. I'ma start running with the shank cause my bad moods got me feeling paranoia on a damn dude. But I'ma fix up fresh like a new suit. So watch what you say, cause if you try to get rude, then I'ma send a beat to your face like Bluetooth. How do you like me now that I got a screw loose? And if I catch you off point on a dark night, then you know I'm bumping your brand with a sharp knife. People always saying that I'm living in a dark life. Yeah, I'm a gangster, I'm never gonna change that. Might see me in the hood on a pushback. Soon should be in the Lamborghini with the doors high. People always saying that I'm hard and I got pride. So you done know that I never let shit slide.
It's another banger, get you up on your feet. Motivation for a nigga when you're up in the street. If we creep, then we got a long hammer. Grits to a young poet, Johnny Montana. This is another banger, get you up on your feet. Motivation for a nigga when you're up in the street. If we creep, then we got a long hammer. Grits to a young poet, Johnny Montana.
Smoke burns, eyes red, I think about my life. Knee deep, like 6 feet, trying to dodge my worst fears. Daydream so vivid, kinda like my nightmares. Life's fair, but if it's beef, I never fight. I swear to the God that I'm a different type, yeah. Team firm to the dean, believe a different breed. Get free, piss on the scene, always leave a mark. Gun spark, a body drops, another nigga gone. Feel like seats, a couple of tears, and life just carries on. Young Paul, you never know, this how he's gonna flow. Fuck rap, I'm spraying back, and every on the bar with a bar. I lick your head, and I be seeing stars. I'm a star, and I get it right. You niggas so behind, I'm in time, I get in line. You wanna have a try, I'm fly, really high. Mr. Satellite, got Chris Paul, Young Paul, and Johnny on the high.
Another banger, get you up on your feet. Motivation for a nigga when you're up in the street. If we creep, then we got a long hammer. Grits to a young poet, Johnny Montana. This is another banger, get you up on your feet. Motivation for a nigga when you're up in the street. If we creep, then we got a long hammer. Grits to a young poet, Johnny Montana.
Make money on the road, or money off my pencil. You ain't American gangster, you are Denzel. You are Tony, and I'm Sosa-nair. I'm the guy that don't die in this premiere. Johnny Montana, still be the president. But on the roads, I'm known as a sinister. Won't stop rapping till I see a black prime minister. Hustling on the corner with salt and the vinegar. The Undertaker, without Pulvera. I built a new castle without Shearer. Leapfrog on these niggas like Eddie Guerrero. But most guys are mice, they just melt like arrow. I feel like a king, but more like a pharaoh. We're ready to break in when you're eating your porridge. Nine revolvers, you better get worried. Curry D and Gritty Grits will put a hole in your knowledge.
Another banger, get you up on your feet. Motivation for a nigga when you're up in the street. If we creep, then we got a long hammer. Grits to a young poet, Johnny Montana. This is another banger, get you up on your feet. Motivation for a nigga when you're up in the street. If we creep, then we got a long hammer. Grits to a young poet, Johnny Montana.
Fire. UK, what up?
Time is over, what up?
Yeah, H. King, you're the man.
Long as you're willing to learn without feeling concerned. Shit, a brother need a couple million to burn. I hope to get out of the hood, be out if I could. Walk away, turn my back and be out here for good. Long as you're willing to learn without feeling concerned. Shit, a brother need a couple million to burn. I hope to get out of the hood, I'll be out if I could. Walk away, turn my back and be out here for good. I'm gone. Follow me, but this ain't Twitter. No saint or sinner. But the movement getting bigger. Branched out to Vegas. In Los Angeles, feeling good. My goal is to make the people dance to this. I was bad. I used to walk around with razor blades. The time.
times to change for AIDS of the next phase. Taking planes to trains around the globe in Morocco, playing with pounds of gold. None of y'all iller than me, or iller than me. The odds is like 1,000,003. I kill you for free. I own the prize. It's the blessing how I survive or die. I made a living with no 9 to 5. Too full of luck. Used to be broke as fuck. Inside my hallway. Used to be smoking blunts. No matter what, keep hustling day to day. Made a way in hip hop. I think it's safe to say.
You willing to learn without feeling concerned? Real shit. A brother need a couple million to burn. I go to get out of the hood. Be out if I could, walk away, turn my back and be out here for good. As long as you're willing to learn without feeling concerned. Shit, a brother need a couple million to burn. But who to get out of the hood? I'll be out if I could, walk away, turn my back and be out here for good.
I keep the death grips in the ghetto with nails sinking the back to the youth. In the everyday struggle of prime loose, one time lurking sinister, all black eyes, fire breathing through nostrils, survival of lies, planting cracks and pro black palms, wreaking havoc, hiding behind a badge in a semi-automatic. The system is a trap for blacks to seek knowledge. That's why they turn to max and gas to feel empowered. Typical actions are getting it cracking when you promise 40 acres, only giving a fraction. Birthing the fearless, outcast, rebellious, who promised their mama they'd be anything but failures. Yeah, and ain't no ghetto exempt. So to get away, I grab my headphones and a pen. Channel my inner heroes, the MC Rens and B.I.G.s, and then I begin.
As long as you're willing to learn without feeling concerned. Real shit, a brother need a couple million to burn. I hope to get out of the hood, be out if I could. Walk away, turn my back and be out here for good. As long as you're willing to learn without feeling concerned. Real shit, a brother need a couple million to burn. I hope to get out of the hood, I'll be out if I could. Walk away, turn my back and be out here for good. I'm gone.
Fucking racks in. The strippers running to the pole when we back in. Off go Trinidad, chains on my accent.
Dramatic nigga,
I'll be on that.
jacket, taking south, niggas thieves, ho. Yeah. I fuck then I heave, ho. Kill that shit and I grieve, ho. And don't expect no gifts tomorrow. This ain't Christmas Eve, ho. Nah. I tell her like them pimps, we gon' get rich, you just believe, ho. I make them gator bag, the main coach a pet peeve, ho. I guess that's just me, ho. Asian chick named me, ho. Do her shit, do my bitch, then you come do me, ho. I be on that, represent where you born at.
Where you born at?
Real niggas can't beat them, gotta join that.
Gotta join that.
Where my join at?
Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. We got Casey calling on the line. What up, Casey?
Oh, no. You know my number. What up,
yeah,
man? What's the deal,
on,
man? What's
new,
bro?
What's
you know,
what's going on with
real?
You, man? What's new in the world?
Man, lots of things, man. Lots of things, man. Just trying to maintain, you know what I'm saying? Get my money right, you know what I'm saying? Like you always say. Mm-hmm. And just maintaining. That's it, dog. I mean, some personal things, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it is what it is. You feel me?
It's all gravy, man. I already know how it is, man. You got to keep
yeah,
it going,
you know?
You know?
Yeah, actually, yeah. I'll be going Monday.
Yeah, dude, that's
great. I got some mail today, bro. They bumped my court date up. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Everyone out there, I was preaching
like
go to college a year ago. Listen, don't go to college if you can get them cuffs back on you because you just done lost a lot of money.
Oh, man. That's what happened?
No, I'm straight, bro. I'm straight. I'm PYPing. You know what I'm saying? I'm playing my position. I got it straight. I ain't going to go in detail, but, yeah, you know, hey, I celebrated 18 months out yesterday, and it's a misdemeanor. I'm only tripping because of everything I tried to do to try to, you know what I'm saying, like get rid of that stuff off of my record. You feel me? So, you know, everything going to be all right. You know what I'm saying? You know, everything going to turn out okay.
Right,
can't hold me down. You can for a little bit,
damn,
but eventually you got to let me go.
No, that's
straight
bail
up
money.
Yes,
that.
I'm out. Never mind. We good. Hip-hop stock exchange, right?
You already know.
Yeah.
You already
so
know.
So how you doing, man?
Right.
What's been new with you?
Everything great, man. Blessed, man. If I stock exchange radio, we still rocking. We gonna get straight to that, you know, that rundown of hip hop news, the economics news. We gonna get straight to it. You know what I'm saying? You got good timing. You know?
Oh yeah.
Every timing, let's get it then. Come on.
This is predictions of economic doom and gloom are being blown out of proportion. This as we're getting some positive financial news.
For a while, some economic analysts held out hope that the rest of the world would be spared the devastation of the collapse of the
get it, baby. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio.
Yeah, it's your favorite part of the show tonight. The hip hop news, economics news, the global politics, all that's going on in the world. We're going to build on it. That's what we do. If you ain't got the browser open it up, www.hhse.biz. That's the site, Hip Hop Stock Exchange. Let's get straight to it. First up, on the hip hop news, Jay-Z talks about lessons learned from drug dealing past. It's interesting, man, you know. Whole been the game back in the 80s, you know. BK running them bricks, you know. It's an interesting article, man. You know, Jay-Z was in the magazine Vanity Fair. He was just touching on, you know, how, you know, drug dealing is a good way to learn how to budget money when it comes to running a business. And the way that's kind of interesting, you know. I mean,
I agree with the brother. At the same time, though, you know, at his level, you know, you own sports franchise. You have gone beyond levels of success they're ever intended for a man. You know what I'm saying? Actually, you can't say that, but you feel me? It's like he put himself out there. I like that he still stays opinionated. But I mean, those are some harsh statements. You know what I'm saying? Like, he now a businessman. You know what I'm saying? Where he come from and what makes us all what we are today. But he's right and he's wrong. Like, do I agree with him? Yeah. Would I have said it? No. So maybe do I respect him for it? I don't know. I got to think about it. That's crazy, though. I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah, interesting article in Vanity Fair magazine. We got this article, Hip Hop Stock Exchange. Yeah, man, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you know, there's a lesson that can be learned as far as budgeting money, you know what I'm saying? But like you said, I mean, what's the point of even mentioning it? What's the point? You worth over 500 mil. What are you talking about, you know, selling drugs for? You trying to get street cred? You're like 46. Like, come on.
Is he going to re-release Reasonable Doubt or something that we're unaware of?
You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the point? Yeah, like, you're past that. Like, what will you be way past that? Like, what's the point of even...
Nah, I don't even wear a diamond no more. Times have changed, Jay. You know?
Jay, more projects.
Jay, if you listening, call in, man. I'll call you out, Jay. Call in. Tell me, yeah, I got Jay-Z number. Give him the phone number. I'm calling. All right.
I'm calling for real. Next up, Irv Gotti relaunches Murder, Inc. Records. Now, this is what I'm talking about, man. It's good to see, you know what I'm saying, Ja Rule back home. They back together, getting their, you know, music starting to get it going again. Interesting to see what happens.
Wait, they did music? I thought he was a drug. Oh, never mind.
Huh? Is that?
No, man, they never did. Man, that was money laundering at a professional level. They're getting back together.
Yeah.
They putting the band back together.
Putting the band
crazy,
back together.
Man.
That's right. You know, that's right. Hey.
I would have pulled this license.
I mean, they had a good run. You said what?
I would have pulled this license, but you can't do that in the United States, you know?
The license for what?
For the laundering, man. I'm not saying I would have. I'm the same, man. How are you going to let a man over there?
They went to court.
Yeah, they went here.
They went to court. They had fed charges. They went to court. They dropped the case. They innocent, so. What you talking about pulling a license? They innocent.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I've been kind of out the news, man. I've been kind of out the news. I'm going to be
2005, God damn it.
Yeah. That's what I thought. I thought this shit was old.
Yeah, it's old. Yeah, man, it's old, man. It's old. They beat that Fed case a long time ago. He ain't got pulled no license. You know what I'm saying? Ja Rule got locked up. We just got out of jail, you know what I'm saying, a couple weeks ago. So they back at it, you know what I'm saying, see if they can have a second run at this, you know, music industry thing, man, because they did have an amazing run. You can't front from, like, 1999 to, say, maybe 2003, 2004. They had an incredible little run. Like,
the ecstasy like was good, homeboy. All that happened.
Yes, it sure was. The champagne ecstasy sure was good, goddamn it, because they had hit after hit after hit.
They did a lot of things, you know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
not a big, you know, fan of the whole record label in particular for no real reason besides I just didn't really like the music that was coming from their camp. That's about it, though. Outside of that, I don't really care, you know, about them.
I know that's right, yeah.
Care about you, though,
man. A lot of people kind of 50-50. Yeah, man, I'm here, man. Pop Stock Exchange Radio.
The listeners, you know.
You already know. You already know. Next up, Hip Hop Class has educational raps teaching kids. Now, this is a beautiful thing, man, with teachers, you know what I'm saying, in these schools nowadays. They use hip hop music to, you know, teach the kids curriculum, whether it's math, English, you know what I mean? They're using rap music to teach kids how to multiply and divide and shit. You know what I'm saying? Beautiful thing, man. Great to see.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, man, because. These kids love hip hop, so it's only right to use hip hop to teach them, you know, math, reading, and arithmetic. Wait, why not? You know what I'm saying? Make Jay-Z a math class. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
Yeah, Jay. Oh,
Rick.
I can't even say
it. So, Rick. Don't say it. Go ahead, man. Don't be shy. Shit. Beautiful thing, man. Hip hop, man, definitely, it's good to see, you know, public education systems using hip hop because, you know, it's a culture. It's not just music, it's a culture. So, you know, kids born in it, so why not? You know, that's what we're all about here at the Hip Hop Stock Exchange, too, man. It's all about teaching the kids and teaching grown folk financial education. You know what I'm saying? Teach people how to, you know, buy houses and stuff like that.
I just bought a home.
Oh, shit, there you go, see?
30 days ago, yeah, if I got kicked out of it.
Oh, stop it, you ain't going nowhere.
I'm playing, dog.
Hang on.
I'm playing. No, I did buy a home, though. So, Jay-Z told me how to buy a home.
There you go, see?
Thank you, Jay. If you're out there, call up, man. I owe you money.
For real. Now, let's get to the business news. First up. Now, you know a lot's been going on, especially in this country right now. We ain't talk about it at the start of the show, but, you know, this whole government shutdown thing, man, it's a bunch of fucking bullshit. It's a bunch of bullshit. That's right. We say it.
Can you say it one more again?
Bunch of bullshit.
There you go.
No damn sense. Arguing over nothing. Nothing. It don't even make no sense. How 1 minute, 2 weeks ago, you ready to send millions over to Syria to fight a civil war? Now you're talking about the government shutting down. What the fuck? That shit don't even add up. It shouldn't even sound right. What the fuck? Look, I need to get this shit right.
I actually used a piece of the last week of school. I actually used that. It was talking about like unions and, you know, some things today about unions, and I saw, like, hey, man, I didn't think government workers could be union. I paused it, and I looked, it said Local 12, Council 21. I'm like, okay, this is how today's news is affecting our unions. Thank God I waited 3 days for the government to shut down. I had something to write about.
Oh, man.
But, I haven't been keeping up on that either, bro. To me, I think it's crazy. I actually believe in both sides of the case. I don't think you need to shut down the government personally, but I really never really looked at Obamacare. But the thing is that they already passed it. So why are they trying to postpone it another year? That's what I don't get. It's already been passed. It's implemented, and they're going to do it. What does it matter if it's now or later? I've not looked down at the logistics, the little small pins and pricks, actually what it is. Don't know why some people are mad and others aren't. I haven't looked at it. But to shut down a government over it, it makes me want to look at it. You know?
Right, for real, man. Like, what are they bickering about? What are they arguing about? What the
I want the classified documents, the ones that got the blacked out words. That's what's really going on. For real. I know Obama will talk about everyone in Congress and this and that, they have to get their own health care. Like, the federal government wasn't even supplying, they had to pay for it. Oh, man, no way. Really, dude? You make more money in a month. You know what I'm saying? Some of them dudes, you know, 40 years on the Senate, you probably make more money in a month, you know, and live in a house that I probably only freaking drive by on my way to prison. You know what I'm saying? And you guys are bitching about a couple $1,000, you know, for health care. Right. You know, I don't know, man. This, you're affecting us now. You're affecting people's stocks and bonds. You're affecting cancer kids. I saw on the news today was showing up. You're affecting people who served this country for wars that were worth fighting, who cannot get with the VA. No payments are being paid out to the disabled. Everything is done. There's no money. Everything's done. There's no trading. We're becoming a laughing stock. I mean, Canada's laughing at us, and that's bad. We did this 16 years ago over a budget, and this is exactly what's happening again. They're saying that they're not going to pass the budget, and they're shutting it down because of Obamacare. That's what I learned from the news. That's all I know. That's my tidbit. How you feel, Ben Frank?
Oh, man. That's a segue into the next article, man. Next up, how Obamacare attempts to slash health care costs. Now, this right here, man, I mean, Obamacare is interesting because at the end of the day, you know, we all need health care, but at the end of the day, the government can't fund a health care program for 310 million people in the country. Ain't no way in the world no government can fund that, you know what I'm saying?
That's called social.
You do it in Canada, where it's 100 million. Yeah, you can't. There's no way to financially fund that. When you have a million people trying to come to this country every year all the time, and you got over 300 million people here already. There's no government that can fund that. So at the end of the day, something's going to have to give, man. This is not Canada. This ain't, you know, countries in Europe where you just have, you know, government health care, where they have low populations. If you have a population over less than 100 million, you know, it might work. But when you got a population like what we have, it's not going to work.
So something got to give. What's going on here, you know, they passed Obamacare, so corporations or have to, by mandate, provide health care to their employees. So what they're doing is saying, okay, if an employee is working 40 hours a week, we have to give them health care. Okay, let's give them 32 hours a week.
Yes,
that'll
sir.
Qualify them as part-time. That way we don't have, we're not obligated to give them health care. And if the employee bitches about losing 8 hours, okay, well, we'll boost your salary up a little bit. That way you're getting the same money as you had 40 hours, and you still don't have health care anyway. So it's the same shit. That's what companies are doing. They're getting smart. So people now are losing hours on their job. Some people are getting compensated. Some people are just losing money.
Well, to play devil's advocate, don't I mean, now that you've explained a little bit more to me, don't you feel that it, do you believe that it is a country can impose such a law if we're supposed to be a capitalist, a democracy, such laws without changing basically who we are as a country and saying to the rest of the world, hey, we're now socialists, we've already bailed out banks, we've already got our hands in the prescription drugs, we've already got our hands, and their hands are all over places except they haven't touched our food or our vegetables yet. Once they start,
oh please, they been did that. Oh, stop it! Where you been?
It's that one. Okay, well
yeah,
then
they did that. They been cloning fruits in New Hampshire. What are you talking about?
Man, listen, I'm Jersey.
You got clone lemons up there in New Hampshire for the last 10 years. You playing? Stop playing.
Clone lemons. See, maybe clone people, bro. I believe
clone,
that.
Clone tomatoes. We ain't been doing that long time ago. But, yeah, man.
Straight
it's
like
Obama
that. Children
kid.
Of the corn, they all look alike. How is that going to happen?
Oh, man. Where you think they got the movie from?
And they all different
exactly.
ages. New Hampshire.
Where do you think they got the movie from? New Hampshire.
1.1 million people in the whole fucking state.
Oh, my God. That's
come to New Hampshire. And I get put in the handcuffs. What an idiot.
Oh,
go
man.
On.
Yeah, come back to Jersey. Yeah, man. Obamacare, you know, it's good for
I made him
people.
Knock on my door for like an hour and 15 minutes. I'm like, I ain't going back.
man.
Sorry, man.
Yeah.
I'm just bringing a little fun to the show, man. I'm a little goofy tonight, bro.
That's all great, man. That's all great.
I'm waiting for the eject. Peace.
Ha, you crazy. Obamacare is good for some people. Some people is not good. You know what I'm saying? It all depends on the situation and the person, you know. The
but isn't it true, though, that if an employer doesn't actually get the insurance readily available to the employer, to the employee, that the employee is going to be taxed harder at the end of the year? Is that true, or did I mishear something like a year ago?
It's something like that.
If you didn't get health care, you get covered. If your employer doesn't cover you or you don't have your own personalized health care when it just kicks in, that you're going to basically get taxed at the end of the year. So instead of getting a return back, that you're going to have to pay the government back more money. I'm like, how the hell is that going to get us better health care? You're taking, you know, $1,000. I don't know what the money is going to be, what percentage of your income. But in most cases, I'm guessing roughly about a $600 to $1,000 tax. You got to be kidding me.
That's fair. That's real, man. I got to look into that some more, too.
Yeah, that's what I believed, and that's why I was like, I thought the whole idea was whack, right from Jump Street. But now all this other stuff, I'm like, man, I consider myself a Democrat, but I also like to hear both sides of the stories and get multiple, you know, resources
exactly.
speak upon a subject. So
right.
I don't
you
necessarily
got
know
caller,
what's going
caller.
On, but I just... affecting a lot of people within our country.
Another side of the story. Caller, 347, talk to me.
I'm talking to you.
All right, what's going
what's
on,
up,
my
brother?
Man, Keith? Spark,
in the building,
bro.
In the building, all right,
Yeah,
how you
feel about this whole Obamacare thing?
Say again?
How you feel about this whole Obamacare thing, man?
I think the way it seems, man, I think anytime you can get every American in this country some health care is a wonderful thing. And no big plan like that doesn't come without its flaws. And also the American
right.
people, you know, you gotta sometimes you gotta pay to help other people, unfortunately, so we all could come up. So I don't really have a problem. I think it's a great thing to offer. Is this the quiet car?
I'm in a quiet car and I'm getting yelled at, so let me go back.
So good,
I
don't
know,
man.
I was in the quiet
yeah,
car.
Good.
Yeah, so all right. All right, I'm going to call back in, all right?
Yeah, man. That's my boy. Fuck. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Chip, man. Now, everybody need health care at the end of the day, man. It's all about how, you know, it's going to be organized and sought out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Did I hear him right?
It's expensive not to have it. For real. If you don't have it, it's very expensive. So, you know, everybody needs some health care.
Did I hear him right, bro? I think your listeners want to know. Did I hear him right?
Yeah.
Did he say he had to let you go because he was tied up?
I thought he said he was in the back of a cop car.
I said, how the hell did he make it a phone call? Brother, man, my bad. I thought you said that's why I'm laughing, man. Because I'm like, yo, this dude loves your
shit. I hope not, for real.
But he's still calling you up from the back. That shit would have been crazy.
Call back
my
if
bad.
You can, man.
I think Case needs to be ejected.
Oh, stop it. You ain't going nowhere.
Nah, I'm straight, bro.
That's what it is, man. Next up on the business news, why pension funds are spending money crazy. It's interesting, man, because, you know, people have these, you know, pensions and Social Security and 401Ks and such. And you got, you know, these brokers, you know, they make money. Even if you lose money, they still make money. They're making crazy money off of fees. Every time you move something around in the fund, you know, you got to pay them. There's a lot of fees going on. You know, at the end of the day, you wonder, is it worth, you know, investing money in these large brokerages and these 401Ks when, you know, so much money being taken out. Side pocket. third man, for real. Third party taking the money. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, people need to invest in money, and a lot of people, you know, really can't do it on their own, so they need, you know, financial advisor. But hey, whichever route you go, man, just know that this seed's involved.
You know it?
Everybody, check out the Futures Exchange page. We got the hottest videos of your favorite artists. We got the new Wale video. We got that new Meek Mill video. We got the new ASAP Rocky video. That new Pusha T video. A lot of good videos. Everybody, check that out. Hip Hop Stock Exchange, www.hhse.biz. It's popping, Casey.
Chilling, man. I really got much to say. I haven't really been up with the news. I've been dealing with my own struggles, you feel me? And, you know, I just call in, show support, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'll be calling in, you know. Sometimes I'll be off target, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm a little off target.
When you're off target,
normally, you know what
target,
I'm saying? I follow you, you know, I'm a big fan of the show. I read your articles you put up, and that's pretty much what you cover when you run down the rundown. It's just I ain't really been able to get to it lately. You're blowing up my notifications, though. But I ain't been able to take it out, though, you know.
It's all good.
So I just feel like, you know, a step behind, that's all. But still here, you know, spiritually, mentally, verbally. We all know I'm here verbally.
Yeah.
If anything,
back.
It's only, you know.
Yeah, man, I'm back in the building, man.
All right.
I mean, you gotta give Obama some credit, man, because he's the only president that stepped up and said, "Look, I'm gonna do this for everybody. I don't care if you're black, orange, or green, polka dot. I'm doing this for the American people." Now you're gonna have those people out there that are gonna be your detractors, your people who are gonna be against it because they like the status quo, they like how things are right now. You know what Woodrow Wilson said it best: "You want to get some enemies, try to change something." Okay. Now, think about all the other social things that they did years ago, like Medicaid and all that other stuff. People were screaming and hollering about that as well, but look how that turned out. That turned out great, and nobody's complaining about that. So, you know, we just got to stick with him, back up the president. Like I said, everything is, you know, that's done is so wide and so wide of range, so huge, it's not going to come without any little, you know, with little mistakes, little things that have to be tweaked. But the whole thing in its whole is a great thing for the American people, man. We need health care, man. Crazy. I can't pay $1,000 a month for health. Crazy.
That's real.
That's what we were still on before I was so rudely told to be quiet in the quiet car.
Hey, quiet car. You thought it was a cop car. Hey, quiet car.
Yeah, yo, you had me thinking two things. You had me thinking, oh, man, I feel for this brother. And the other thing was like, yo, this brother's loyal. I don't know how he got his hands to a cell phone. If he in the back of a police car, I'm thinking. But you know what? He still won't call Ben Frank's show to hip-hop. You know what I mean? That's what I was thinking. But you know, I'm glad it was just a quiet car.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. But you know, another thing about I'm not Democrat and I'm not Republican. I'm just gonna pick the best thing that's good for the people who don't have anything. I'm for them.
That's what's up, man.
I'm for the American people, man. Whatever's best for us, man, I'm all in. You know, I'm not for the 1%, but let them get their money. You know, don't hate the player, hate the game.
The game,
you know,
is.
But we gotta step our game up. Step our game up. You got people running out here still asking for reparations, man. We ain't never gonna get that, man. Pull your bootstraps up and put some boots on the ground, man. And that's how you're gonna do it. Changing things by changing how we do things. But I'm loving this healthcare. I'm gonna go sign up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yo, because I'm married, but you know, even if you get whole healthcare from your job, you still have to pay like co-pays and this money that they still billing me. You know, I go get lab work and I'm getting billed $600 and I got coverage.
So everybody don't answer this question. If everyone eventually say 10 years down the line, this is still in effect, you know, it's still in effect, right? Everyone have to have health care. So what happens then to the income-based clinics and those? I mean, is Planned Parenthood gone now?
Look,
I mean, that's like a privacy thing for women, you know what I'm saying? Or if a woman decides to have an abortion, does she have to have insurance?
Yeah.
You know, you feel what I'm saying now? I mean,
I think it's provisions in the Obamacare plan that covers that, though. I have to look into it, but I think that's covered. Because he wouldn't bring out such a broad healthcare plan without keeping that in mind, because that's a real important issue in the country, and it always will be.
Because there's
going to
be
that.
Some people, you know what I'm saying, who are always going to be, you know, considered transient, homeless, you know what I'm saying? They ain't never going to be able to work, you know, for whatever reasons, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's
some are self-inflicted, some was inflicted by life, you know what I'm saying, and outside
issues,
people. So there still should be, now, how can you tax that man when he ain't have a W-2, you feel me? So
look,
you can't close
Obama
them down. If not, is the government still going to fund those programs is what I'm trying to get at.
They're
going to
have to. But I don't care if you don't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out. You can get health care. You don't have to have a job. You could be Meg DeWino. You can get health care. That's what Obamacare is about. It's for the people, even the undocumented aliens, and they deserve health care too, because they're here working. They're here paying their little bit of taxes, contributing to the economy. So they should get it as well. You know what I mean?
That's real.
Whole,
I mean, that's
another issue.
Stating to Ben earlier, I said, you know, I wish we get our hands on the, and actually we probably can. It's probably public knowledge. We can probably see the
it
whole
is.
Entire bill, what they want to show us anyway, of Obamacare. But we would probably be so bored. It's probably like 8,000 pages.
Man,
you
just got to focus on the stuff that matters to you.
I know.
And then work your way out from there. But I think for everybody in this country to be able to have health care, man, you know, man, first of all, I cried when we got the first black president. You know? Now here we go. I never thought I'd see that in my life. And I'll be 50 next month. All right? Never thought in my lifetime I'd see. Yes, sir. I never thought I'd see that in my lifetime. Not only that, he came in and tried to make some real tough changes. And everybody, you know, the Republicans in the Tea Party, they the ones screwing this whole thing up. They the ones why the government shut down. Don't think it was only the Republicans. It was the Tea Party people. But, you know, I was happy to see that he came in and he stuck to his guns. He's like, look, I don't care what y'all say, we're doing this. Because it ain't about you. It's about the American people. And he's focused on that. Is he perfect? No. But you know what? I'm back to 100% if he's trying to help us come up. That's how I look at it.
I agree.
Do your due diligence, though. Like, if it's 1,000 pages, to really try to read and understand what it is, because they're saying, like, people crying about, oh, if you don't get it, you're going to get penalized. But if people don't get it, it's going to die out. So you got to make sure it keeps going. You know, and people down the road are going to realize, hey, man, this is pretty cool. This is a good thing. You know, yeah, you got those, like you said, those specialty houses that's going to lose their money when they're cash based or whatever. But, no, change is never easy, man. They'll survive another way. they'll survive. They've been doing it for years. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I back my president 100%. I just want to see where it goes. You know, 10 million people in Baltimore signed up yesterday. 10 million.
Signed up for a chance.
Yeah. With all the glitches and all the stuff that was going wrong, people is coming out in droves to get this. You got people who never had health care in their entire life. It's going to have some health care. And I'm talking quality health care. And I'm also talking you still have choices. And you even not even pay, and when you're not even paying into it, you still have choice of what doctor you want to go to or what specialist you want to see. That's wonderful. When your health is on the line, like I said, I got to read it a little more. See what it's about. Like I said, if it's about us coming up and us being okay, I'm good. I'm fine. I'm co-signing.
Yeah, I think I'm seeing way too many people in my time, you know what I'm saying, like who they ain't had health care go to the emergency room, you know, for a serious, you know, patient. And they don't necessarily get turned away, but they don't get the same attention. The minute you come in there with some, you know, high tech, oh, we going to get 100% on what we built. Start running tests that they don't even need to run. And
no, but the difference with that is when you go to the emergency room, they treat you then and there, and you go home. If it's something lingering where you have to be put into the hospital, you're not going to the hospital. Case in point, my dear friend that we used to work with, we used to rap. You know who I'm talking about, James. He had no health care. Look what happened to him.
That
was Mason. That was my boy.
24 years old.
He had no health care, and they just let him die. A young kid.
God bless you, man.
Don't smoke, don't drink, don't do nothing wrong.
None of that. None of that. We go to the hospital bed. He's testing, there's nothing they could do. You know, I don't have no health care. I didn't even understand what the hell he was talking about. I said, this is America. We don't just let people die, right? I mean, is that
they
right?
They had a Lincoln Hospital, Bronx, New York.
Yeah, man. Yeah, they just let him die because he had no health care. That's totally unacceptable. I mean, that's a friend of mine. You know, that's not here no more because he's from Jamaica and wasn't a resident. But here he was here working, contributing to the economy by paying his tax.
Right.
Come on, man. What's up with that? So Obamacare was here then, Mason would be here now.
We've been all right.
That's how I look at it.
We've been all right.
That's how I look at it, you know, so. It's something we got to, like, really, you know, I'm glad Obama did what he did. He stuck his grounds. He didn't back down. He didn't back down. You know, yeah, the government is stopped, but ain't nobody going to die. And, you know, they're going to make sure it gets up and running sooner than later. Trust me. They just trying to make a point, and their point wasn't made. It wasn't made. You're not going to hold the American people hostage with this bullshit. You're just not going to do it. Because everybody's behind. Yeah, the majority of the folks is behind Obamacare because it would have never got passed if the majority of the people wasn't behind it. You had your rogue senators, the Republicans. You had your rogue people in the Tea Party that was against it because they like making money. And they feel like all these social programs, we're turning into a socialist country. That's the most ridiculous fear-mongering thing I ever heard. But that's all they want to do is scare people to death and throw out all of this backwards rhetoric. That's not even factual. So, got to look through all of that. Got to look through all of that for the facts. These are the facts.
Do you feel like any of this affects hip hop? Interesting question.
The Obamacare?
Yeah.
Yeah, it affects hip hop. You got these rappers. You know, a lot of them make money, but a whole bunch of them don't, and they have families.
You got as many indie rappers that's trying to get in the game. They ain't got no job. They need Obamacare, man.
When I say the American people, rappers, grunge singers, rock stars, whatever
everybody,
they are, it's for
the
everyone,
engineers,
man.
All that, the video directors,
I want to put guys Jay-Z and like Bono to get together and come up with their own health care. You got that much money, that much clout, and that much collateral, you could.
You got football
players throwing diamond signs up. I'm waiting for the NFL to start finding them, saying their gang signs. I mean, really, I am. I mean,
nah, I like just let's go
with as far as everything
to,
that he's touched. You know what I'm saying? As far as, you know, sports franchises getting in almost like a separate entity of a union outside the NFLPA. And I know I'm switching topics real quick, but somebody with a lot of money, like a Donald Trump. Donald Trump tells you how it is, man. Donald Trump, he hears something he don't like, man. He calls up everyone he knows, and he's on TV.
Yeah,
the
but
next
he was,
morning
he was,
at 8, and
yeah,
he's on another studio at 10, do another
right.
one at 12, and he's going to stay
right.
his peace.
Right,
people who got money
also,
got clowned and got pulled. Now, I think what needs to be done, instead of someone political, I think that maybe somebody who who's very wealthy. You know, the difference between the wealthy and the rich is, you know, the rich people get the checks cut from the wealthy. You know, so I think a wealthy person needs to step forward, whether it be a Bill Gates or any kind of that, maybe need to step forward and try to say, you know, their piece. You know what I'm saying? I think that, you know, I think that Americans are too individualistic. I think that we say, okay, if my life's okay, and this is where I really call it and pull it upon middle America, everything, you know, in middle America, and anything that doesn't touch water pretty much or a border, I believe that their lifestyles are kind of simple. And I understand the struggling people out there as well. I feel you, and I feel that aspect. But I feel like the stupid-ass farmer guy who knows nothing but a John Deere tractor, been working in the field for 30 years, got his farmer's acres, can pay his taxes, and doesn't even have cable television. These guys don't even go out and vote. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
when
but
you
they
say,
got
okay, well,
now.
Why did the bill get even passed in the first place? The thing is that a lot of people don't even realize that they can go down and sometimes even sit and meet with someone from the House of Representatives and within your state. You have someone that represents each district, which is a county. In New York City, good luck with that. But where I live, I could probably have lunch with every member of the state's House Representative if the issue was good enough and if I had clout. And I think sometimes the influential people, and I think there's some wealthy people, I mean, there's always philanthropy shown throughout, you know, time of the wealthy, but I think that their opinions need to weigh in heavily here, because when everyone's pointing fingers saying it's the Republicans, it's the Democrats, it's a toss-up, you know, it's a jump ball, you know, I don't feel too secure unless I got an 8'5" dude on the jump ball. Right now, it's a deadlock, and right now, it honestly looks very grim. I mean, our stock market, everything. I mean, it's a domino effect that goes beyond what we can talk about in the last minutes.
I just left D.C., right? And it's clicking on all cylinders. All the stores are open. People are outside. People shopping. People buying stuff. The world ain't going to stop, man. They're going to talk about, oh, you know, this government shutdown is going to affect the world, and the stock market is this and that. It's all fair. Obamacare is passed already. There's nothing they can do about it. So they, you know, people can step up and talk, like you said, all they want for it. They don't have to, because it's already done.
Respect
already
you. I need to say one thing. You say that this has not affected the world within the 36 hours that has already happened. Please tonight choose a news channel source of your own, whatever you like to go to. If you like,
I watch news every night. I watch it every night. Just like when they said Y2K was going to end the world, we ain't talking about that no more. A month later, we ain't going to be talking about this.
Yeah,
that's what they do. Listen, when people try to do great things, there's always other people trying to break it down and make everybody afraid to try something new. That's what this is all about. The world's not going to end, brother. The people getting hurt right now, yes. You see them senators still getting their check. What about the people who are out here working, busting their ass? They ain't getting a check. That's hypocrisy, if you ask me. But the world's not going to end, brother. The world's going to keep spinning on its axis. It's going to keep spinning. People are still going to be making money. People are still going to be complaining. And both sides of the aisle are still going to be screaming at each other. It's
like
never
that.
Going to change, brother. It's never going to change.
Real.
You know what I'm saying?
I know we only got like 1 minute. You had said Woodrow Wilson, who I think was like
Calvin Coolidge, one of the others. He's one of them. Said if you want to try to change something, if you want to have enemies, try to change something.
Yeah, if you want enemies, try to change something, man.
Exactly.
You know what? That's gonna become one of my favorite quotes. I'm gonna look into that. Yo, I appreciate
wise,
your intellect, and you know what I'm saying. That's a good guest right there. That's a good boy.
I'm glad I called in. It was off the hook, man. Jay, now I'm listening to that record, man.
Yeah,
man.
because it was hot, man. That's why I called in. I thought we were going to talk about that record, but I'm glad we talked about Obamacare.
That's what up.
So I'll be calling.
What
I'll be
record?
Calling in, Jay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Drop your record, dog, quick.
Yeah. Feeling it.
Yeah,
that's the name of the record. It's hot. It's hot.
All right,
Jay, I gotta go, man.
A
nice
meeting.
All
right, man. What love, bro?
Yo, be easy, dog.
All right, man. What's up, Casey, man?
Take care.
So until next Wednesday, take care.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap, man. Call next Thursday, next Wednesday, Casey. You know how we do.
Are we on or no?
That's we off, man. Off the air, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. One love, we out. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Face.
Yeah. If you need me, Casey, you just hit me up. Yeah.
No, we're not on the line right now. Right now, I just gotta say one thing. If we're not, I hope we're not.
Oh, we're not. We still recording. We still recording. So I'm gonna get on. Hit me on Facebook.
Yeah. One love.
All right.
One.